From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in London, an inquiry opens into the death of Princess Diana. But first, American Catholic bishops today released a report on the problem of child sex abuse by priests. The report, based on an audit of all 195 Catholic dioceses, says most are complying with a new mandatory policy to prevent sexual abuse. The policy determines how to protect children and how bishops should deal with priests found guilty of abuse. Some victims groups, however, have described the audit as fundamentally flawed. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke earlier with Susan Hogan Allback of the Dallas Morning News. She's been covering the story.
Susan Hogan Allback, you're the senior religion writer at the Dallas Morning News, and you've been following this story for quite some time. What surprising news came out of the report released today?
Well, what wasn't surprising was that the bishop received, I would say, a B-plus for their implementation of the charter. About 90% of them were said to be in compliance. And I think lay Catholics and abuse victims feared that this is what the report would say. At the same time, the auditors, the 54 auditors that went around the country examining whether the diocese were putting the policy into place, found some shortcomings, and they made a list of about 300 of them. And some of those are very interesting. We don't know, for instance, they said dioceses are not doing well in terms of their outreach to victims and families. They said dioceses aren't doing well in implementing safe environment programs, training adults who work with children. And dioceses aren't doing well in establishing codes of conduct for clergy and deacons who work with children. And I think those are three very shocking findings. A problem.
So what's different now in the average Catholic parish than 2 years ago before this report was, before these policies were set out?
I think on the parish level, the auditor said that that's an area they need to go explore and that that's really going to be the real measure of how well this charter is, what good it is. We know something about what dioceses have done. Now they are developing an instrument to measure how that trickled down to the 19,000 parishes across the country.
Why has it been so difficult for the diocese to implement these policies at the parish level?
Part of it is some of the things in the charter are very vague, like the charter calls for outreach to victims, but it doesn't specify what that outreach should be or how it should take place. And so you have 195 dioceses, and in those dioceses you have hundreds of parishes, and no uniform policy yet on how to reach out. And so what the leaders who conducted the evaluation hope to do now is learn from victims, hear from victims, listen to them, and find out what worked and what doesn't work, and pass that information along to the bishops. So we're going to see more work with victims, at least from this Office of Child and Youth Protection that the bishops created. It may be some more time before we see dioceses as involved as victims would like.
Susan Hogan Allback is the senior religion writer at the Dallas Morning News. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.